Again, we're on.
Want to remind everybody tonight we have the resumption of the Kashrus Shir tonight, 7:45. Besides pizza base marriage 6 to 7 tonight. But we are discussing the whole issue in Simen Kuf Ches of a tefillah tashlumen. Again, that if a person missed a tefillah, and the reason why they missed a tefillah was out of their hands, we discussed this defined a little more yesterday. That what happens if you thought you had time and then the time just passed away, or other things. So are those considered valid excuses that if you missed the tefillah, so then you could do a makeup on the adjacent tefillah? So again, let's say a person missed mincha, they thought they had time, and then you get a phone call, and then you get this, and then you get that, and where did the time go? Happened to me this morning. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was here this morning, the phone was ringing, people came by. And all of a sudden, I look up, it's 12 o'clock already. I didn't know where the time went. So a person, like a situation like that, but that happens to you with a tefillah, let's say mincha. What happened? It's dark already. So the Machaber said that would be considered an onus, an accident, so to speak, and you'd be able to make up the next tefillah. Now, what I want to get to is, and I teased you with this last time, yesterday, is just look, it's three lines from the end in the Machaber. We ran through this Ramah very quickly. So the Ramah says, if you look at the small print with the Ramah,
what page?
Page 271. In the Ramah in Ches, all the way at the end of Ches. So Ramah says, Mihu, right, you all know the rule, Mihu always, the word Mihu, but, right, always amends what was previously said. So in other words, the Machaber said that a person's busy with their business and they lost track of time. So that's considered an onus that they can make it up, do two Shmoneh Esrei, the next tefillah. So the Ramah amends that. He says, but don't forget, L'chachilu lo yavar zman tefillah mishum hefsed mamon. You shouldn't miss davening, you shouldn't miss a tefillah just because of money. Lose money. So you'll lose money. Miss a davening. So you shouldn't do that. Now, there's a very interesting little Be'er Halacha. Now, the Chofetz Chaim says, if you look all the way down, second line from the ends of the Be'er Halacha, so it's a little short Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha says, Mila Chachila. So the Ramah said, Lechachila, you shouldn't blow a tefillah just because of, you might lose money. Very interesting Be'er Halacha. So the Chofetz Chaim says in the Be'er Halacha, the Efsher, right, we've discussed this before, whenever the Chofetz Chaim says ve'efshar or ve'nira, ve'efshar, maybe, the be'yoser mechomesh nechasav, if you're going to lose more than a fifth of your possessions, eino mechuyev, you're not obligated to daven. In other words, I don't know what would happen. I guess it depends on how much a fifth of your possessions are. But again, if a person would be in such a situation where they might lose, when we're talking about losing money, we're talking about like a lot of money. I can't imagine that because you have to have a lot of money. But it's all relative because a person who's not that wealthy, a fifth of their possessions might not be that much. But a fifth of whatever their possessions are, so if Chas v'Shalom, they're in danger of losing that amount, so the Chofetz Chaim says, maybe they're not obligated, in other words, to daven, because they're going to lose that much money. They're going to lose a fifth of their possessions, so maybe they're not obligated in tefillah. Interesting idea. I normally wouldn't think that. So again, so that's an amendment of the amendment. So the Machaber said, if you blew a Shmoneh Esrei because of your business, consider an accident, you can make it up. The Ramah says, but you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't miss a davening because of money. The Chofetz Chaim amends the amendment and says, but if Chas v'Shalom, it's a tremendous loss or a stratospheric loss that you lose Chas v'Shalom, maybe a fifth of your possessions, so maybe you're not obligated to daven. Okay? Interesting idea. Interesting Be'er Halacha. Okay, let's go on to tests. Now, I think I alluded to this before. Now, so we say like this. So a person missed mincha, so he daven Shmoneh Esrei Maariv twice. Okay. Right, adjacent tefillah, and again, when we go through tests, you have to remember, the rule is it has to be the adjacent, the next tefillah, and don't forget, the first Shmoneh Esrei you daven is for the obligation. So let's say in our case, person missed Chas v'Shalom Mincha, so daven Maariv two Shmoneh Esreis. The first Shmoneh Esrei is for Maariv, the obligatory one. The second one is the makeup. Okay? Bear those things in mind. So Machaber says, Tov lo yisbal mincha b'erev Shabbos. Okay, so let's make the case more interesting. So a person missed mincha on Friday. Can all imagine that happening? Right, busy, running, last second. Person runs in the shul, it's too late. Too late. Mispal arvish shtayim. Mispal arvish shtayim shol Shabbos. Harishono la arvish vashnina la tashlumin. So now what do you do? So now, okay, daven Shmoneh Esrei twice. But the Shmoneh Esrei I'm going to daven is Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. It's a Friday night Shmoneh Esrei. And I miss a Friday afternoon Shmoneh Esrei, a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. So Machaber says, no problem, so to speak, that the first one you daven is for your Maariv, and then you daven a Friday night. In other words, a Shabbos a second Shmoneh Esrei, not weekday, but a Friday night Shmoneh Esrei, a second one, and that will be the Tashlumin. That's the way it works. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah explains what's the rationale. So the Chofetz Chaim says, Mikom akom kivan she'akshav hu Shabbos. So you're right, you missed a weekday Shmoneh Esrei, but now it's Shabbos. Now it's Shabbos. Mispal also gamkein Shabbos. So you have to what are you going to do? You're going to daven on weekday Shmoneh Esrei? What are you going to do for the makeup? Can't daven on weekday Shmoneh Esrei. It's Shabbos. So you have to daven a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, so we'll see a little more about this. So the Mishnah Berurah, we're running a little late, so I'll maybe tell you this Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you made a mistake and in the second Shmoneh Esrei, you didn't know the halacha, right? Now you know the halacha. But let's say somebody, unfortunately, who missed tonight's learning, right? So they missed Friday afternoon davening. So they hear this concept of tashlumin, and they missed the Friday afternoon Shmoneh Esrei. So what do? They made a mistake. They daven Friday night, and they daven the first Shmoneh Esrei, Friday night Shmoneh Esrei. And then the makeup they did, it was a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. Let's say they did that. So the Chofetz Chaim says in the Mishnah Berurah that they don't have to daven again. They don't have to daven a third Shmoneh Esrei because they blew it. That makeup would work. Okay, but if, now this is going to be important for tomorrow, Meretz Hashem, if they made a really big mistake, let's put everything together. Let's say, again, they missed Friday afternoon. So they davened two Shmoneh Esreis Friday night. But the first Shmoneh Esrei they davened was a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. And the second one they davened was a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. So they made two mistakes. A, you're supposed to do the obligatory one first. They didn't do that. They did the makeup one first. Number two, they also, they should have said two Shabbos Shmoneh Esreis. They did one and one. So the Chofetz Chaim says that if they did that double mistake, then they weren't yotzei anything according to everybody. Nothing. They blew it. Because again, and this is going to be a theme when we get to the Ramah tomorrow, because again, you can never put the makeup before the obligatory. You're not allowed to do that. That's a legal procedure. You're not allowed to do that. That's what this person did. And it's blatant that he did. Now this is going to be important also for tomorrow. It's blatant that he did that because the first one he davened was a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. The second one was a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, but it's Shabbos. Shabbos. So therefore, it's clear that what he did was really off. Really off. Because it's clear that he did the obligatory one, the makeup one before the obligatory one. And that's what's going to be our issue tomorrow with the Ramah. Because let's say, okay, it's like this. A person, let's say tonight, would be, hypothetically, Rosh Chodesh. Okay? I'm not going to tell you whether it's a one-day Rosh Chodesh or a two-day Rosh Chodesh. That will also be an issue. But let's say it's Rosh Chodesh. Let's make it simple. And the person missed Mincha this afternoon. So tonight they come to davening, and they have to do two Shmoneh Esreis. But wait a minute. In Shmoneh Esrei, hypothetically, it's not Rosh Chodesh tonight. Don't get confused. Right? But if it would be, Right, the alveolus was not up. But if it would be, so at night, you say alveolvo. So now what does a person do for the makeup? So you say simple. You just learned that if even if it's Shabbos, a totally different Shemoneh Esrei, you do that Shemoneh Esrei that you're in now, and you do that twice. So obviously, if you missed Erev Rosh Chodesh, and now you're in Rosh Chodesh, do two Shemoneh Esreis, both of them with Yalav Yalvo. Nice. But how about if we forgot Yalav Yalvo?
Can it repeat?
Mm-hmm. What happens if you forgot Yalav Yalvo? Or, to tease you a little more, what happens if you forgot Yalav Yalvo in one? One or the other?
We got the first one.
Put all the concepts together. And would it make a difference whether it's the first 2 days Rosh Chodesh or 1 day Rosh Chodesh? Bring everything together, Billy, tomorrow. Yes, Mr. Cohen.